With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Senate Democrats and Republicans have made a deal on the confirmation of federal judges. Bob Agnew reports.
Under the deal achieved this week, Republicans will allow Democrats to move forward with votes on several nominees to federal district courts. In exchange, Democrats will not pursue confirmation on four appellate nominations, leaving them to be filled by incoming President Donald Trump. Democrats are scrambling to try and confirm more Biden nominees to the federal court than President Trump did in his first term, 245, by the time Biden's term ends in January. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, most voters don't mind one party controlling both the White House and Congress, but since the election, Democrats are now having second thoughts. More on this from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 54% of likely U.S. voters are comfortable with one party running the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives, including 33% who are very comfortable with it. 41% aren't comfortable with one-party rule, including 23% who are not at all comfortable with one party running everything in Washington. The survey of 800 U.S. likely voters was conducted on November 12th through the 14th by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of sampling error was plus or minus 3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A possible walkout by service workers at North Carolina's Charlotte Douglas International Airport could impact Thanksgiving travel.
The airport workers employed by ABM and Prospect Airport Services are considering staging a one-day strike during the Thanksgiving travel period to protest low wages and poor working conditions. Charlotte Douglas International Airport is expecting more than 1 million passengers over the Thanksgiving travel period.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn says the date of the proposed strike has not been announced. The affected employees of the two airport contractors provide cabin cleaning services and other services. This is SRN News. A Swiss church uses artificial intelligence to simulate Jesus. With more, SRN's Michael Harrington.
When parishioners of St. Peter's Chapel in Lucerne enter the confessional, they will be confronted by a hologram image of Christ, which says, "Peace be with you, brother," and then offers to answer questions. Some people are welcoming the new device. Others say they're creeped out by it. A church official says the AI program has been trained on scripture and theological texts taken from the internet. Some critics question the theological value of the experiment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal court in New Hampshire is taking up the issue of transgenderism. The case concerns two high school boys, one who played soccer on the girls' team this fall and the other who plays or plans to join the girls' track team this winter. A federal judge ruled earlier this year that the teens can play on the girls' teams as they seek to overturn the Fairness in Women's Sports Act. More online at srnnews.com. DirecTV is calling off its planned acquisition of rival Dish.
That's after the offer was rejected by bondholders at the company. The deal was reliant on Dish bondholders agreeing to trade in the debt they held for debt in the new company, a swap that would have cost them about $1.6 billion collectively. The retreat by DirecTV may end a years-long effort by the company to acquire both Dish and Sling after it announced the bid in September. The pay-for-TV market has shifted significantly since, as more and more consumers tune into online streaming platforms. John Scott reporting.
The Laotian government yesterday officially acknowledged the mass poisoning that has killed at least six tourists, pledging it would bring perpetrators to justice. Two Australian teenagers and a British woman died from suspected methanol poisoning after drinking tainted alcohol in Laos. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.